Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Anyway, it's a big day in music today. If you haven't heard, it's a massive, massive day in the music world because only hours ago, Taylor Swift released her 10th studio album, Midnights. Now, I was down in Maynooth a few weeks ago and I met a few hardcore Swifties from the Swiftie Society at Maynooth University. They're on the line now because they're just dying to give me their early reaction to the album. I have Emma Louise Kerr and Anya Harrington. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
It's lovely to chat to you again. How's things?
Teams are going amazing, clearly.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're having the best day.
I can only imagine. Emma, did you get a wink of sleep?
Just about, but we were up at 4:30 to make sure we were emotionally prepared.
Okay, and what time was the album actually released?
It was out at 5:00, and then we got a little surprise at 8:00 this morning that she released 7 extra songs, so... It's just been an emotional roller coaster, really.
An emotional roller coaster. Did you cry, Anya?
Oh, maybe.
You did. Okay. Okay, well, let's get to it. I'll go to Anya. I'll go to you first. What are your first thoughts about the album?
Oh, it's amazing. It's just very different, but also very nostalgic to what her, like even her Reputation album and... And like her pop albums that she would have had as well. It's just really, really good and very personal too.
Okay. And how would you describe the style of the music? I mean, I got a bang. I played one track this morning, Antihero. And I got a bang of Kate Bush in the 80s office. It's kind of more folky, right?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I think she's definitely trying something very different. Like some of them are very slow, like the track Snow on the Beach with Lana Del Rey. Very slow, but then some of them are very pop, and she's going kind of into indie as well, and then synth pop as well. It's really cool.
Okay, so very different. Emma, her music is incredibly personal, isn't it? I mean, she talks about exes and breaks up and breaking up and falling in love and falling out of love, and she can be brutally honest. What is she talking about in the album?
Well, the whole concept of this album is sleepless nights that she's had, whether that's like over the years or like recently thinking back to things that have happened in the past. So there's a lot of retelling of stories that she's already told before, but from a different perspective, and I think more of a mature perspective in a way. So it's really interesting in that way to hear like how her opinions on situations have changed, and that kind of thing.
Okay. And what songs jump out?
Well, that's a toughie. I think Antihero and Karma, but we were both saying Bejeweled is kind of, we feel like the kind of Shake It Off of the album.
Okay.
But like a more like polished, mature Shake It Off.
I played Antihero. I will play that again. I have a little clip of Karma. I'm just going to play for the listener. Guys, have a listen to this. Now, there was rumours that there was maybe going to be a track about the long-running feud between Taylor and Kanye West. Karma, is that the song? Is that about Kanye, do you reckon, Anya?
I kind of expected that too, but I think overall it's very much like her reflecting and looking back on it now and thinking, like, I'll nearly let karma take care of it and it'll all happen. And her being so happy in her life now, just to think, like, it's okay, everything will be okay.
Okay, okay. So it's a positive album, it's upbeat, even though it's slow in points, yeah?
Yeah, I think even some songs do sound positive and then you look at the lyrics and you're thinking, oh, that's probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said the Antihero song, she said it was actually one of her favourite tracks she's ever written. Ever written.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a little listen in case people missed it earlier on. Here's Antihero.
I'll stand direct.
Oh, it's an earworm, isn't it? I can see that being a big hit. Emma, is it one of your favourites?
It's definitely up there. I think it was really surprising, like, listening to it the first time. Me and Anya sat and we listened to the whole album through, and then we looked at the lyrics, and I think the contrast between how it made us feel and then with the lyrics, what she was actually portraying, it's so different. But it's a really interesting song anyway.
I heard that there are several different album covers. What's this all about, that if you buy all the vinyls, you can make a clock? What's that? What's going on there?
Basically, every time she releases an album, or like in recent times anyway, where she has vinyls, she does them pressed in different colours. So you can get like a purple one or a green one. And with this album, she sold the first four and then revealed that you can put them all together and they make a clock. So we're still trying to see if there's a deeper meaning behind that than like the whole concept of time and midnight. But we'll have to see.
Ladies, does being a Swiftie take up a lot of your time?
Too much time.
Too much time.
There's a lot of analysis.
Okay. Just remind us, in your Swiftie group, How many's in the group?
I think we have almost 170.
What?
Yes, there's a very big Swiftie population in Maynooth. Yeah, that's surprising. But
and do you guys meet once a week, twice a week, only on special occasions when albums come out or go to gigs? Tell me.
Well, at the moment it's once a week for like a catch-up casual thing, and then every second week we do a bigger event. So we had a games night the other week, and they were all Taylor Swift themed games, like trivia and all that kind of thing. So yeah, but just planning more exciting things for the future.
And when you tell your family and your parents what you guys are getting up to at college, are they only delighted that all that money they spent and all those hours they've put into you getting the points you needed to go to college, you're spending most of your time being Swifties?
They're Swifties too.
So oh, they're Swifties too. Of course they are. Of course they are. Swifties breed Swifties. That's what happens. Last question, Anya. If Taylor Swift was to get back with any of her ex-boyfriends, who would you love it to be and why? Go.
Oh my gosh. Emma, you answer. I think we're very happy with her current boyfriend. Yeah.
Who's the current boyfriend? Who's she with now?
She's with Joe Alwyn. He's an actor. He was in the Conversations with Friends series.
I
She's
didn't know
amazing.
That. I didn't. Oh, he is amazing. Yeah. How long have they been together, Emma?
They've been together 6 years.
She's with him 6 years.
Yeah. I think the privacy is what's helped to keep going.
Yeah, she's a little bit more private now about that kind of stuff, isn't she?
Okay.
Have you pinpointed any songs in the album that might be about him?
Well, actually, he's a co-writer on one of the tracks.
Go away.
So that has to be about him, I'm sure.
My God, ladies, you have done your homework. You're better than any music critic. You know your stuff. I could throw anything at you about Taylor Swift and you could tell me. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Emma Louise Kerr and Anya Harrington, the Swiftie sock in NUI Maynooth. Thank you so much for getting up early. I think you were going to do it anyway. And listen to the album and giving us your review. So it's a thumbs up from you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Deadly. Thanks, girls. Bye, bye, bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.